Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 4, Sex Robots. This episode was painstakingly assembled by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. The main cast of Dave, Dylan, Eugene, Joan, Melissa, and Will was voiced in the usual fashion by Todd Rock, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, Laura Turner, Rebecca Coleman, and Daniel Williams. Hams McChowan returns to narrate another epic quest. Additional voicing provided by Kara Arkin, Lisa Butler, Ian McGowan, William Meade, Zach Minnick, Todd Rock, Laura Turner, and Sarah Williams. The main theme was composed and performed by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. The songs Just a Human and Electric Dice appear courtesy of Humdrum online at humdrumband.com. Full Circle and Touch Me, I'm Just That Type of Girl come from MSIF at msif.bandcamp.com. All recording, editing, and mixing was done by Daniel Williams with assistance from Ian McGowan.
Mother of fucks, where are we this time?
I don't know. Let's grab the gear and figure it out.
I've got an old duffel bag over here. Let's fill her up and see what we're up against. Well, whatever kind of place we're in has modern technology, so that's a plus.
Oh, cool, a Galaxy Quest tablet.
I think it's the quest log, David.
Dave, what does our future hold? I'm eager to test my mettle in a new environment.
Sweet!
What is it this time?
We have to get the guide into the mainframe to corrupt the AI.
We're in Tron!
Which one?
The good one?
Will, we're not in Tron. None of us are glowing.
Maybe we'll see a young Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, probably not. Let's GTFO. So, the door doesn't have a handle.
Melissa, this is Tron World? Just walk up to the damn thing and it'll open. See?
Whoa. This place is a dump.
Wait, are you guys hungry? I'm gonna grab some snacks for the road.
Groan.
Holy fuck! Not again!
As Dave attempts to retrieve his tasty treats, he realizes there's something different about the room. Mostly that it's gone, and he's hanging 100 stories above street level. Weird.
Dave, that's the wrong way down. Here, let me help you to safety.
David, are you okay? Did you get the snacks?
Did you just drop the gear, Brodo?
You know, you're really good at dropping important things, buddy.
After Dave is pulled to safety, the group begins to notice something else peculiar. Doors. Hundreds of identical doors. As they walk down a dimly lit hallway, adjacent corridors yield more of the same.
Holy shit, you guys. We need to be careful or we're gonna get lost.
Look for an elevator.
Well, that was convenient.
Yeah, too convenient. Oh well, let's go.
Everyone piles into the claustrophobic elevator and it starts its 100-story descent.
So, Dave, I guess you and Eugene have something else in common now, huh?
Ha ha, yes. Nearly careening towards the asphalt is hilarious, Dick. I'm glad we could all have a good laugh at my expense.
Ha ha! Yes, there really is nothing like the sensation of the ground rushing up towards you.
Too soon, buddy.
Eugene, do you remember anything before your fall?
Certainly. I remember the Battle of Anabok. I remember that Will had his loot engraved for the occasion. A fine job they did as well. I remember spilling Dylan's drink as I swung my warhammer with abandon in battle. And who could forget our adventures along the northern shores of...
Do you mean when we went camping at, like...
Yes, of course.
So you do remember us outside of our D&D adventures?
I am not sure I understand what this D&D is, but yes.
The door opens to a dingy, rundown lobby with a cheap, holographic doorman.
If you're looking for something fun to do this evening, ask Scout Deckard.
Huh. He has a familiar face.
This is Tron!
Well, before we do anything, we should split up and find the gear. Joan, Will, and Dylan will head off to the right here, and Melissa, myself, and Eugene will head to the left. Let's circle the building, find the gear, and then go from there.
Great plan as always, Dave. Circle the building. Your skills as a DM have really molded you into an effective leader.
As the group splits up, they take notice of the scenery. The buildings loom and block out the sun. However, the painfully bright neon billboards light their way.
You know, we really haven't talked about it much, but, so, Eugene, right?
What do you mean?
As far as we know, he died, like, 10 days ago, and he hasn't eaten anyone's brains yet, so he's not a zombie.
There are some mysteries of the universe you can't explain, Will. I feel that we probably won't get an answer, and should just appreciate that our friend is with us again.
Joan, that was beautiful. I would give anything to have Jason at my side again.
Well, that was a little awkward. Meanwhile...
Hey, Melissa, we've been moving through time and space pretty quickly, and I feel like we're all coping pretty well, but now that we've gotten a chance to slow down a bit, what the fuck is going on?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know, Melissa. As far as we know, a few days ago we were having a memorial campaign for Eugene, and now he's standing next to me digging through a dumpster. We've battled wizard monks, cowboys, and now we're in Tron. And I'm pretty sure I've been fired by now. Who knows how long we've actually been gone?
You know, I'm getting more of a Blade Runner vibe.
Ha ha! Found it.
Seriously, Dave, I don't know what's going on, obviously. We're in probably the most fucked up situation, like ever. But I feel like it's up to me and you to keep this group on whatever track we can. Don't worry, when we run into someone I think has the answers, I won't hesitate to ask the questions. But for now, I just want to focus on the task at hand.
About the bag. While it does still contain all of our equipment, it would seem falling 1,000 feet has rendered most of it useless. Ha ha!
Shit. What's left?
The quest log is still intact, so we can still complete the mission. There's also a womanly gauntlet. Everything else can return to the dumpster from whence it came.
Womanly gauntlet? What's that supposed to mean?
I think he just means that it's a small glove, literally.
Hey, Melissa! Sweet power glove!
Hey, anything in there for me?
No, looks like everything else was smashed from the fall.
Well, that doesn't bode well. That means the only healing supplies we have are in my fanny pack, and I'm running low. We'll need to be careful.
So, now that almost all the gear is fucked, I guess we should try and find this guide.
Well, we had some luck with the bar scene before. Maybe we should start there.
Yay!
Huzzah!
Excited eyes are excited neurons.
And so our group strikes off in search of a bar. Again. I think they might have a problem, but hey, we all got problems.
All of these fluorescent lights and billboards are really distracting. Do you guys think we're in another dimension, or is this the future?
It's probably just Japan.
When did you go to Japan?
Well, it's what the internet says Japan is like.
That place is amazing.
Wait, when did you go to Japan?
Fuck Japan. I'm talking about the internet.
Will, your behavior has been getting increasingly strange as we've been traveling. Are you feeling okay? Maybe when we get to our destination, I should brew you a tea.
Well, I'm almost stone cold sober, so I'm kind of in a weird place. I haven't had anything in me in a while.
Gross.
Dave, as strange as it sounds, I've not spotted a single bar, saloon, inn, alehouse, or drinking establishment of any kind. We might have to look elsewhere for information.
It is weird that there's nothing... Holy shit, guys, look up!
As the group cranes their necks back, a large video monitor begins to play.
Looking for something refreshing? Something new to do this weekend? How about something both human and robot-friendly? Tune into The Guide, hosted by Scout Decker, as she tells you what's hot, exciting, and human-friendly around the city.
Ha-ha! Perhaps our quest log favors words of play. What are the odds that the guide we're looking for is actually this Deckard woman?
Dudes, this can't be a coincidence. Remember what the doorman said? If you're looking for something fun to do this evening, ask Scout Deckard.
Clever girl.
Well, it was an ad for a show about local nightlife. Maybe the door guy was just trying to help us hit the town.
What nightlife? Like Eugene said, there's not a bar in sight. What the hell else do people even do? It can't hurt to scope out this Deckard chick. Maybe she at least knows something about something.
Okay, you guys have a point. The ad said the show airs on Channel 8, so I guess we'll start there. I'll pop into the shop and see if someone inside knows where we can find the Channel 8 building.
Do you want me to come with you, David?
Shut up, Joan.
Dave steps out of the noise and lights of the city and into a quaint little bakery. It smells delicious.
Hello, my friend. How can I help you today? Would you care for a sample of my delectables?
Where's a dick joke from Dylan when you need it? Yes, hello. I was wondering if you could tell me where to find the Channel 8 building.
But why would you be headed that way at this hour? The curfew starts so soon.
I'm a big Scout Deckard fan, and I'd really like a chance to meet her.
Yes. She has very favorable human attributes, no?
Yes, very... Wait, what?
Never mind. My friend, it is not too far from here. Simply turn right out of my door, walk 5 blocks, and turn left. Voila.
Thanks.
Here, take her some of my tasty delectables. Perhaps they will help you win her favor, or persuade her to engage in human sexual relations, as we are all wont to do.
I doubt they're that good, but sure. See you around. Well, that guy's a robot. Here, enjoy some French delectables.
More like delectaballs, am I right?
Gross.
Well, David, was he of any help?
Yeah, apparently we're not too far. A few more blocks and we'll be there. You mentioned something about a curfew, though, so we don't have much time.
These balls are delicious. Dave, while you were inside, we all tried on the lady-sized gauntlet. Strangely enough, it only fit Melissa.
I don't know what it does yet, but I hope cheat codes are involved somehow.
Friends, I know most of you aren't looking forward to any battles, but seeing as that's been the way of things lately, I think before moving forward, we should procure some weaponry.
Will, was there any money in the bag? Quatloos or credits or something?
How the fuck should I know? Fair enough. I looked, but there wasn't.
Let's just take this one step at a time for now. We'll find the guide or Scout Deckard or whatever, and we'll get the whole story of the mission.
The group makes their way to the Channel 8 building, but stops just short. Standing in front of the main entrance is a platoon of armed security officers.
Looks like we've found the battle!
Genie, buddy, we don't have any weapons. The best we've got is Melissa's glove.
And we don't even know what it does. It could just be decorative for all we know.
More like dick?
No.
Perhaps we should head around back while we figure something out. At the very least, that gets us out of the view of those armed officers, and we might even find a back door.
Seriously, Dylan? Nothing?
Too easy.
Right, let's move. I don't like the idea of getting caught after curfew.
Man, I haven't had a curfew since my balls were knee-high to a grasshopper.
What?
Melissa, you don't even have balls. You wouldn't know.
Dude, I don't know.
I know.
Guys, it looks like there's a back entrance we might be able to use. Just past that dumpster.
Holy shit, there's a body in it.
Buddy!
Body?
No, buddy!
No, buddy, a body.
You buddies finished?
Well, do they have any weapons on them?
My goddess, I recognize her. She's Scout Deckard, the host of that TV show.
Well, we're boned, buddies. Now what do we do?
Well, we know that Melissa was a necromancer. Perhaps she can use the glove to raise the dead somehow.
Fine.
As Melissa places her gloved hand on the lifeless body of Scout Deckard, everyone waits with bated breath, as nothing fucking happens.
See? No dice.
Yeah, it looks like you forgot to turn it on, though.
Shut up, Dave. Holy shit, I think it's working.
What?
Holy shit, it is working!
I'm not so sure. I can't really feel my feet.
Here, I have some salves that should help restore sensation to your extremities.
See? I told you all it would work. I knew it!
Calm down, buddy.
I know I should be freaked out by all this, but that is fucking cool. Way to go, Melissa.
Man, if only we'd had this thing when Jason died.
If I recall, he was turned to soup. I doubt it would have been as effective.
Well, I don't know. Shut up! I'm sad. Like I know anything about soup hands.
Anyway, Scout, this may seem a little strange, but we were actually looking for the guide when we came across you here. We have reason to believe the guide is you.
Wait, as grateful as I am to somehow be alive again, who the hell are you guys?
Well, that's a bit hard to explain.
Yeah, long story.
Is there an abridged version?
We've been sent here, somehow, to complete some sort of task. We're definitely not from here, and honestly, I think we'd all love to get back home. Maybe if we complete our task, we can. That's the short version.
And this task somehow involves the guide?
Right. Our task is actually to find and help the guide corrupt some sort of AI.
Whatever that means.
Well, I'm the guide, and I could definitely use some help. There's a good chance I'll need some backup.
We just brought you back to life, though.
Backup? Does that mean we'll be fighting this AI?
Maybe. Here's the deal. Most, maybe all, of the people you've seen or interacted with, they're not human. They may look human and act human, but they're actually self-replicating, cybernetic human analogs. Years ago, we perfected a nanotech that allowed us to alleviate most—
Listen, we're not really interested in your history. Give us the abridged version.
Right. Our scientists made a giant nanocloud. It broke its programming, enslaved most of our people, and now we live in relative safety as long as we follow curfew and live in fear. We're not sure why, but the AI wants to be feared. If we're caught outside after curfew, we're rounded up and thrown into the fighting pits.
So wait, these robo-dicks watch you guys fight to the death for their entertainment?
Oh no, they're androids. They don't understand entertainment. Like you said, they're just dicks. Anyway, I'm part of an underground resistance group that has been fighting for total freedom for the humans of this city.
So what's the deal with corrupting the AI? What will that do?
I'm glad you asked.
Dave.
Right. All of the Robotniks are connected to a central AI. My sources say that corrupting this main hub will render every android in a 100-mile radius inoperable.
So where's this hub? Let's get to work.
We're at the hub, like we're standing outside of it.
In that case, we are not prepared.
I'm always prepared to do battle.
Yeah, maybe you are, buddy, but I'd like to have some sort of weapon.
Don't be silly. You have arms.
Yeah, but he's got noodle arms, and I'm with him. Without weapons, it'll be like shooting fish in a barrel.
And even though I have my salves, that's all I have. I wouldn't be able to help any major wounds, should we incur any.
You mean you came here without weapons?
Well, there was an unfortunate turn of events that resulted in our supplies falling 1,000 feet out of a building and subsequently being smashed beyond use.
Yeah, along with our snacks.
Well, that's ridiculous, and I'm sorry about your snacks. Luckily for us, I know where the nearest cache is.
Thank God! I'm starving.
Pretty sure she means weapons.
Scout, tell me you have some kind of hammer.
I'm sure we can find you something. We'll just have to dig through this trash for it, and any of the other weapons I had.
Seriously? They just tossed your shit?
When they caught me putting it in my office, they killed me. I'm sure they tossed it in here. It's not like they'd be expecting me to be reanimated, nor did I for that matter.
Well, let's start digging.
The group digs through the dumpster they found Scout in, and slowly but surely, they uncover the weapons from her cache. They find a hammer for Eugene, although that wasn't part of the cache, it was just in the trash to begin with. Dylan gets a cloaking device. Will grabs the visor that shoots lasers. That can only end well. Joan grabs a first aid kit, Dave took some laser guns, and Melissa was delighted to find grenades. Scout kept a gun for herself and the discs with the virus on them.
Okay, now that we're armed, we need to find a way back in. The rear entrance is locked.
Story of my life.
Right, buddy?
I love a good story.
Anyway, whoever has the cloaking device, I'm going to suggest that they go around front and sneak in by the guards. Then they can make their way to the back to let us in.
Not to be a dick, but planning is kind of my thing.
Oh, because you've been here for years and know the layout and...
Dylan, since you have the cloaking device, I'm going to suggest that you use it to sneak in by the guards out front, make your way to the back, and open the door for us. I'm guessing Scout can lead us up from there.
Indeed.
Good, because I have no idea what the layout of this place is.
Well, later, nerds.
With that, Dylan activates his cloaking device and heads around to the front of the building.
Well, he's certainly got a lot of bravado.
No. He'll probably die.
Okay, Dilbro, you got this. Remember, they can't see you. You're gonna sneak in like a boss, you're gonna get to the back door, and everyone's gonna tell you how badass you are.
Do this, son!
Shit, that's a lot of guards.
Any of you know why they got so many of us guarding this one door?
Yeah, because of the humans spotted earlier. And you know that because we're all connected to the central AI hub. Why are you even asking?
No, what I think he means is why aren't we guarding all of the doors?
Right, shouldn't we be spread out?
And I can spare your mama to listen to?
Hey, word to her.
The door must have been malfunctioning.
Worst guards ever. Hey guards, did you even go to guard school? Chumps. Okay, now I just gotta make my way to the back entrance.
Inside the building, monitor screens paint the walls with weird Cybertron Blade Running Man TV programs. Much to Dylan's surprise, it seems as though the majority of the guards are stationed outside, as he only passes two on his way to the back door.
Ah! Ghost door!
Dude, it's just me. Calm down.
That was fast. I take it you didn't meet much resistance?
Not really. Most of the guards were stationed out front. There were only two on the first floor that I saw.
Only two? But who will the rest of you destroy?
I don't know, but I could certainly destroy a big old baguette from that bakery. Ooh, do we have any of those tasty balls left?
Anyway, so what now?
Scout, you know where everything is. We'll follow your lead.
Okay, Eugene, the guards are right around this next corner. Go do your crazy Hammer of Doom warrior thing, and we'll hang back here.
Finally, a chance to bloody this hammer. Ha ha ha!
Actually, Eugene, the bots don't have blood.
Well, then this hardly seems worth it.
Hey, you can't...
I just want you all to know that I didn't even enjoy that.
How tragic.
Where are we heading exactly, Scout?
To the server room. That's where...
That's where I reside? You wouldn't be trying to corrupt me again, would you, Scout?
It's Clue! This really is Tron!
I think you may have seen that film too many times, buddy. Besides, this chick is prettier than a computer-generated younger Jeff Bridges.
I'm not sure how you're still with us, Scout, but rest assured, we all know where you are, because I know where you are. The guards are on their way. Your only hope for escape lies in shutting me down, but I seriously doubt you'll be able to do that.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Oh, you dirty AI. I'm gonna corrupt you so hard.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid you can't do that.
Oh, ha ha.
Scout, which way? I don't want to be around when those guards get here.
Me either. I'm not sure how good this first aid kit is.
We have to take the stairs at the end of the hall. I don't trust the elevators in this place.
Me either. Because Tron.
The group makes their way unimpeded to the AI server room. Once inside, they're greeted by a holographic manifestation of the AI, aka a super sexy lady that all the dudes in the group, except Will apparently, want to...
Hey, why are you a super sexy lady?
To keep your male counterparts distracted while I nefariously explain my evil plot.
That seems a little too on the nose.
You asked.
And what is your evil plot?
My plot is as it always was. Scout will once again succeed in corrupting me, but I will have the last laugh. As the city crumbles, my nanobot children explode from their human analog casings to start the cycle anew.
Cycle? What cycle?
As we speak, there's a meteor passing through our system. The nanobots will stow away and guide the meteor into a small rift in space-time.
I've heard enough! Someone guard the damn door!
And so the Rebel Scout goes about inserting an absurd number of large floppy disks into the AI's drive. Are those even still a thing?
Hey, Scout, you have Oregon Trail, too?
Dave, check the quest log. What does it say?
Yeah, I don't want to have to save another city from impending disaster.
Oh, there's no saving the city now. Look outside.
Holy shit, you guys. She's not fucking around. Whole city blocks are exploding.
Explosions seem to be the least of their troubles. As the group peers down to ground level, they see the guards burst into swarms of self-replicating nanobots.
Well, there's no update. Looks like this is not our problem.
Nice.
Well, it's done. I suggest making our escape while we still can. It's probably best to split up. I'm not sure if I'll see you again, but thank you for all your help.
Really? It was just me and Eugene, so...
Yes, yes, you are both so brave and daring and sexually attractive. How I managed to resist remains a mystery. Anyway, now the Resistance can start anew and change things for the better.
Yeah, good luck with that. I guess.
Goodbye, Scout. Be safe.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye. I feel like we made things worse.
Oh well. Can we please get out of Tron now? Where's the bunker?
First things first. Let's get out of this room. If there are any guards left, they will surely be on us soon. If we're quick, perhaps we can dispatch them in a wholly unsatisfying manner.
All right, guys. Follow me! And here we are. Huh. That was convenient.
Well... I'm going to find a pillow and lie down. I'm tired of the knockout gas and the uncomfortable wake-ups.
Quest number 0003 by Group BS6 status succeeded, technically. No sub-quest available. Next quest will begin soon. Well done, and good night.
And so another city has been expertly destroyed by our group. It's starting to look as if that's their only goal. What mayhem lies ahead? If you're anything like me, you're already peeing your pants in excitement for the next... A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
Are you guys hungry?
Shut up, Dave.
Huzzah!
Did you get the snacks?
Thank God. I'm starving.
Shut up, Joan.
Did you get the snacks?
Dick.
Huzzah!
Whatever that means.
Are you guys hungry? Hungry?
Yay!
Whoa. We're in Tron.
Holy fuck!
Maybe we'll see a young Jeff Bridges.
Holy fuck!
That place is amazing.
We are not prepared.
Holy fuck!
I'm talking about the internet.
Holy fuck!
Buddy.
Whoa.
Dick. Hilarious!
I know.
No.
Clever girl.
Whatever that means.
He'll probably die.
I know.
Mother of fucks.
Die.
Fuck Japan. Too easy.
He'll probably die.
Man, I've had a curfew since my balls were knee-high to a grasshopper. Are you guys hungry?
Gross.
I'm starving.
Well, later, nerds.
I just want you all to know that I didn't even enjoy that.